You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Maggie Dawn Show, John and Gordy filling in, our final day of filling in. We filled in all week long, and you can always check out our morning show at WMDX in Madison. It's right there in the Civic Media app.
Mm-hmm.
We invite everyone to wake up to the horror of politics.
Such as we know it.
The end of our country as we know it.
Yeah. Got all that and all kinds of fun stuff that we do on the morning show at WMDX, and we're in that studio this afternoon.
Yeah,
it's beautiful outside. Sunshine, 75 degrees in Madison.
Yeah.
In Milwaukee, it's 69. Fond du Lac's at 65. La Crosse at 72. It's a little cooler up north. Eau Claire.
Oh, yeah.
Eau Claire is at 55, and Wausau's still in the 40s. They haven't gotten the warm front that's pushing north this afternoon. If I had a map, I'd be pointing at it right now and, you know, describing what's going on.
Brittany Merlot's up there in Wausau.
I know. So
she's freezing up there.
Yes, sir. Civic Media meteorologist. But, yeah, it's turned out to be a beautiful day.
Yeah.
So enjoy it. I see people walking up and down the street in shorts this afternoon, shorts and T-shirts.
Well, that's... I thought of it, but, you know, these white legs just don't work that well anymore.
Yeah, I think shorts on older guys.
Yeah.
It's not a good look.
I think
you're
right.
It's not a good look.
No, it's
and,
not. It's
you know,
not.
You really want to avoid it at all costs if you can. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of a funny thing, too, and maybe it's, you know, just something I noticed, but your legs don't tan very quickly when you're older.
Not anymore,
They used to tan real well, and you walk around, and, you know, no problem, right? Now, it's like walking around with white socks on all the way up to your butt.
So. Again, not the kind of look you want. Our producer, Cal, is with us. He's been helping us out all week long, and it's been great here on
Doing
Maggie Dawn
job,
Show.
Yeah.
Cal, thank you for all your help. Are you wearing shorts this afternoon? It's hard to tell from the camera shot we're looking at here.
No, I wore jeans today, as I probably will until, I don't know, May.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Well, you know, I made that promise to myself as well, and all of a sudden I'm just wearing jeans all the time now.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of ridiculous. I mean, I think Cal was wearing a hoodie. Are you wearing a hoodie?
Yeah, you know, it's climate controlled in the studio, so I like to wear a hoodie.
Yeah, sometimes that happens.
Okay.
It's really hot in this studio for whatever reason.
Well,
Todd Alball, you know, his show is just, it cooks, man. It cooks all the way for 2 hours.
Yeah, well, and the sun's on the other side of the building now, so it heats up on this side, this side of the building, I should say. And and Todd's got it all. He's got all the TV lights on in here. Every light in the building is focused on him during the show. So
he looks
but
so
that's
good.
It's a good look. Yeah. So phone lines are open. We've got a lot ahead of us here to talk about. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. In our next hour, we're going to talk to Pat McBride. We've talked to him before. He's got a great book called The Luckiest Boy in the World.
Yes.
And as a boy, he's now retired, but as a boy, he was a bat boy for the Milwaukee Brewers.
Way back when?
Well, way back when. Yeah. His first season was the 1982 season, which was their big season, making it to the World Series. And he's got a ton of stories. He was not only a bat boy for Milwaukee Brewers, he ended up as a ball boy for the Milwaukee Bucks and also worked for the Green Bay Packers when he was in high school and beyond. So a lot of fun stories, and we'll talk to Pat McBride in our 3 o'clock hour.
Well, let me check that. It's not that far back. 82.
It's a long time ago.
Well, it's not that long ago.
It's pretty long ago. Well,
it's like yesterday.
It's like 33 years ago. Right. Something like that.
Okay.
If you're doing the math.
A little bit later on, we'll be replaying an interview that we did on the morning show with Ben Wickler.
Right.
Wisconsin Democracy head of director.
Yeah.
So anyway, we'll be talking to him. Connection was a little odd. He was in the back seat of the car when we were talking to him.
Yeah, but it all worked out okay. Yeah.
But it's good. It's good. I mean, you'll find some stuff out that, you know, I think would be very interesting to voters and the people here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, we all did that interview a few days ago. Yeah. It was sometime last week.
Last week, yeah.
Right.
That's when I had my cold. Now you're getting over yours this week.
Just barely. Yeah, almost there. It's almost gone. Yeah, finally.
Well, I hope anyway. In just a few moments, a little while, we've got a Daily Show clip, and we're going to go with the entire clip.
It's really?
5 minutes worth.
Oh my gosh!
But I'm doing it because the Daily Show did a little special report on Wisconsin's Supreme Court election.
Ah, yes.
And it deserves a whole 5 minutes. Believe me. All right.
Well, good.
So we'll get to that as well.
Okay.
But I think we're going to start the program off with the Elon Musk interview with Bret Baier on Fox News.
Okay.
I was tipped off by my mega friend in Milwaukee. Almost woke me up out of my easy chair this afternoon.
He
wanted to remind me to check out the Bret Baier, the entire interview with Elon. And I said, well, you know, Elon does nothing but lie. See, that, you know, Trump and Elon are perfect together. They can't tell the truth. It's all hyperbolic.
It's gaslighting at its finest.
Gaslighting at its finest.
Yeah, that's what it is. So we got that. Huh?
I have a section out of it which I thought was extremely interesting and needed a little bit of explanation.
Okay.
So I'm hoping that Cal is able to see me do this or this. can you see me do that kind of stuff? Okay, because...
Well, you're waving your hands.
I'm waving my hand all over the place.
Okay. Because you want to stop it at a certain point.
I do. I want to pause. Okay. I want to pause right at that spot.
Okay.
And I want to explain what the hell he's talking about.
Okay.
Because he was asked about, taking over Social Security, right? And he had an explanation that it doesn't work for me.
Okay.
And as I have mentioned many times before, what they're doing to the entire government right now is what they have been doing for years with elections. They have been making it more and more difficult to get things done, even in elections. So they're doing the exact same thing. They have, and you've heard it over and over again, they're taking care of fraud and waste, right? Well, there's fraud and waste in the elections, and they're trying to take care of that. And they've been doing that for 30 years, and they just haven't been able to get it right. And there's fraud in elections that we just can't see, but it's there. You got to know it's there. That's what they're talking about with Social Security. And it drives me absolutely crazy.
Well, we want to share in your pain.
Yes, I want to share this with everybody so they get really, really ticked off about this.
Okay.
All right.
So this is Elon Musk.
This is an interview with Bret Baier, Elon Musk, and I think you might even hear a little bit of one of the other Doge boys.
Okay.
They're a little older. The ones that are in this particular interview are older to make it seem like these people know what they're doing. They don't. And let me just explain this, too, because I'm with the federal government. I do the census.
Right.
The government has been, for the last 3 or 4 years, desperately trying to get everything digitized. They're doing away with all the paperwork that they've got, all right? And this guy in this interview says, well, you know, we got all this paperwork, and it's just ridiculous. They've got pallets of papers, and we're going to take care of that. Well, we have been taking care of it. The government's been doing that. Sorry to let you in on the secret. But he said, and this is what drove me nuts, he said, but we're going to do it fast.
Okay.
You can't do anything fast, right?
Right.
All right. Well, let's get to this cut before I run out of time. Okay. This is Elon and Bret Baier from Fox News.
Here's what Democrats have been saying about it. It's absurd that Elon Musk is trying to eliminate billions of dollars from Social Security.
Elon Musk and President Trump have set their sights on cutting Social Security.
Their goal is clear: destroy Social Security from within.
At Social Security, one of the first things we learned is that they get phone calls every day of people trying to change direct deposit information. We learned 40% of the phone calls that they get are from fraudsters.
40%?
That's right. Almost half.
Yes, and they steal people's Social Security is what happens. Is they call in, they say they claim to be a retiree, then they convince the Social Security person on the phone to change where the money's flowing.
All right. Okay. So right away, they're setting you up to think that there's some fraud going on, that people just call up willy-nilly
and
change the address, change the account over to another account, right?
Yeah. Fool the people on the other end.
Yes. They're fooling everybody at the Social Security office,
right?
Yeah,
right. Sure.
No.
Doesn't work that way.
No, it's not that easy. First of all, you're not going to fool these people, all right? Mm-hmm. You may have the address or you may have a stolen Social Security number, but they're going to ask you questions about it.
Of course.
They're going to ask you the address, the bank, account numbers, all those sorts of things. And so therefore, it can't be that easy, and it's not prevalent, and it's probably not happening. But they're going to do this anyway, just in case. Let's continue.
Okay.
It actually goes to some fraudster. This is happening all day, every day. And then somebody doesn't receive their Social Security. It's because of all the fraud loopholes in the Social Security system.
How do you reassure people that what you all are doing is not going to affect their benefits?
No, in fact, what we're doing will help their benefits. Legitimate people, as a result of the work of DOGE, will receive more Social Security, not less. I want to emphasize that. As a result of the work of DOGE, legitimate recipients of Social Security will receive more money, not less money.
Ridiculous.
Right. Well, I emphasize that point and let the record show that I said this, and it will be proven out to be true. Let's check back on this in the future.
So, Washington Post, the Social Security Administration website crashed 4 times in 10 days this month because the servers were overloaded, blocking millions of retirees and disabled veterans from logging into their online accounts. Yeah. Freaked people out. Is that going to happen? Change?
Yes, we're going to make sure that the website stays online.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's good.
Oh,
that's good. An assurance. That's a tremendous assurance. I can't believe, first of all, he's telling people that they're going to get more money in Social Security. It doesn't happen like that. He doesn't know anything about Social Security at all.
Well, maybe he's going to contribute a few billion and we'll all get a little bonus or something. Maybe that's what he's got in mind.
Maybe. Oh, yes. Mm. Yes. He'll send us a check signed by Trump.
Seriously, doubt that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I want to continue this conversation only because I want to get your input. Mm-hmm. If you're listening right now, you know, send us a text. Give us a call.
You can do that, 855-752-4842. We'll be back with more. It's John Peterson, Gordy Young filling in for Maggie Dawn on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
This is the Maggie Dawn Show. John and Gordy in the morning and the afternoon, our final day, filling in.
Mm-hmm. And we've got the phone lines open here at 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Should we go to the phones right now?
Yeah, well, let's go.
We've got Whistler on the line here from Richland Center. Good afternoon, Whistler. How you doing today?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. It's going well.
I had to call in regards to the shorts comment. This will be today's the second day or mine. I have fairly good tanning skin, but in regards to Social Security, okay, I'm 73 years old.
Yeah.
I played Uncle Sam's Philly game back in the 70s during the Vietnam War. And I'll tell you what, I told Todd earlier, I'm really upset with what's going on with the Republicans. And I'm not a Republican, and, well, maybe I lean more Democratic, but I consider myself an independent. All right? And
that's good. That's good.
What is upsetting you the most right now? Social Security?
No, Elon Musk.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. And I have to agree with you on that. And I think that Elon, of course, distracted in the fact that, you know, their website shut down a few times. And it's because of them meddling in the system. And also, Social Security hasn't missed a check with people out there. They don't miss checks. They don't miss payments.
Right.
It's a vital lifeline to their livelihood. I mean, it's their only income for so many people out there. So they don't miss checks, and they don't get more money because the Social Security office is saving money. It's such a lie. It's so amazing that he can say this stuff in this interview. And by the way, my friend, my mega friend in Milwaukee, is the one who told me about this and said, oh, you got to check it out. And I did, and I got this little cut from it. But at the same time, he is also getting Social Security. And I said, aren't you worried about this? You must be worried just even a little bit. And he said, oh, no, they're just taking care of all the waste and fraud in there. And I said, no, you're the waste and fraud. Did you know that? It's on you. And one of these days, they're going to stop your check, and you're going to have to try to get hold of them, and you're not going to be able to do it. Do you understand that it affects you and me this time? And he just didn't get it. He believes in Elon being a genius, the guy who knows everything about technology, and certainly straightening out the Social Security Administration. He's wrong. He's absolutely wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we should really be fed up. We should be just really angry about this.
I know you're concerned, right, Whistler?
I think he's off the line
now.
Is
he there? Oh, he's now. Well, thanks for calling, Whistler, from Richland Center.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he didn't say his legs were 10, did he?
No. Well, he's only been wearing the shorts a couple of days. So, yeah, but he said he does tan well, though. So that's why he started it up.
The thing here, some people wear, you know, shorts year round. Remember Moose out at the club in Middleton?
The Club Tavern?
Yeah, the Club Tavern.
Yeah, he wore shorts all the time.
All the time.
I mean, middle of winter.
I miss seeing Moose out there.
I miss the Club
Tavern.
What
a great club. Yeah.
It was terrific. All right.
Great food, too. You know, remember Howard Beale in Network?
Right? Yes. Oh, yeah.
Why don't we cue that up? This is I'm Mad as Hell. Let's listen to this, because I think this is where we all are at right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, because we're living in a dictatorship. I'm one of the first people to say definitively, it's a dictatorship. All right, let's listen to Howard Beale on this thing here.
I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to riot. I don't want you to write to your congressman, because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. My life has value. So, I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Great. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. I want you to get up right now. Get up, go to your windows, open them, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. Things have got to change.
How many stations does this go out?
You've got to get mad.
67. I know it's to Louisville and Atlanta.
We're not going to take this anymore. Then we'll figure out what to do about the depression and the inflation and the oil crisis. But first, get up out of your chairs, open the window.
All right.
That was a great moment in movie history. Yeah. Terrific.
You have that other cut there as well. People shouting out the windows. Yeah. You have that? Okay. Is it? Yeah, it's 76. And why don't we open the station window here and see if everybody is also taking that advice. Just open the window.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Let's hear it.
There it is.
Oh, it's pretty out there on State Street.
People, it's catching
okay,
on.
Okay, there you go.
Don't jump.
Sorry, don't jump. No, don't want to do that.
No.
No, we don't want anybody to get hurt.
Crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm. That was great. A great movie.
It was.
It was terrific. Network.
And when you think, you know, what he was saying, what he was telling people, right? Mm-hmm. We all feel this way right now, obviously. Yeah. But back then, when we were watching Network, it seemed stupid and crazy and just really over the top, and mm-hmm. that it could never happen. He's a talk show host on TV, and that was his advice to his listeners. And I'm thinking, oh, how could they do this? This isn't real. This would never happen in the broadcast industry. Mm-hmm. And well, it did.
Yeah, and
we saw Fox News.
And here we are again, right?
Yes, yes.
We're taking your calls, though. You can vent your frustration or tell us what's on your mind on this Friday afternoon, 855-752-4842. Coming up, we're going to have something from The Daily Show, right? About
yes.
the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
We are. This is really a good cut, 5 minutes worth of mm-hmm. Wisconsin news.
Yeah, we'll have that. And in our next hour, again, we'll have our author, Patrick McBride, The Luckiest Boy in the World, is his book. We'll talk to him then. It is the Maggie Dawn Show with John and Gordy sitting in on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay with us.
This is the Civic Media Radio Network, and John and Gordy filling in for Maggie Dawn this week.
Mm-hmm. Maggie will be back on Monday.
Yes, she will. Yeah. Yes.
And Cal's been helping us out, producer Cal. Appreciate all his help all the week long. So what do we got this hour?
I forgot to mention this when we were talking about Social Security. And I may have, in passing, just mentioned it briefly, but Trump has installed a DOGE operative at the new information center at the Social Security Administration in an apparent effort to evade a federal court order blocking DOGE from accessing databases containing the sensitive personal information of millions of Americans, including you and me, Gord.
Wait a minute. He's installed a special DOGE person
yes,
there. Why?
The operative to be there as a chief information officer.
One
at
guy?
The Social Security office. Yes. So far.
Ah.
All right.
Okay.
Because Scott Coulter, as SSA's CIO, that's his name, seems to be taking this seriously.
Okay.
And he's going to be, you know, weeding all waste and information there. So they're converting the Social Security Administration, this should, you know, placate a whole bunch of people out there, into a DOGE SSA staff. Okay, so there you go. I'm sure you'll feel so much better now.
Yeah, I'm
knowing
resting
that
easy.
DOGE is going to watch out for all the fraud and stop all of us from Excellent. Ever contacting the office so that fraud does not happen.
That is such a relief. I'm putting my feet up and just relaxing the rest of the day.
Well, good.
That's just
good
great.
See,
I feel better already.
We do have good news on this program every once in a while, and we don't have legal opinions. Sadly, I know that everybody misses, you know, Maggie Dawn. Legal opinions. And,
yes. Well, she'll be back Monday. So
yes. Can, yes.
Yeah. Catch up. Okay.
I mentioned this while we were in the break.
Mm-hmm.
I watched a new Jardiance ad.
Oh, right? Jardiance. Yeah.
Yeah. And where people are dancing, you know,
they dance around in the streets and stuff. Yeah.
They're, right? You know, they're a little overweight, but I think it's a weight control drug. I'm not really sure, but I hate all drug advertising that has dancing in it. It drives me crazy. I don't know why they're dancing. It's
well, they're happy.
So stupid.
They're happy that they've got something that's helping them, right?
Well, no one dances. You know, they have these people like in the living room dancing around the coffee table on the couch. And it's just so stupid because I'm taking a drug. Maybe that's what the drug does to them. Maybe it's one of the side effects. It's
great choreography. Just take it for what it is. It's beautiful. They got, you know, they're dancing around. They've got nice costumes on.
They even broke through that wall, right? Yeah. Because, you know, at the end of the original Jardiance ad, the woman, like, you know, it's a set.
Right.
You finally find out it's a set.
Yeah.
She's
making a movie or something.
Yeah.
Making a commercial.
Okay, so now the current ad, I'm bringing this up because if you watch this thing.
For Jardiance.
It's a surreal moment.
Okay.
They have gone surreal in this. Because it's almost like you know, it's like the Barbie movie, you know, where everything is very generic looking. It's a Barbie set, right? Okay. That's the kind of set they have in the new Jardiance. It has all the dancing in it, which is just repulsive. But at the same time, if you look at the backgrounds and the colors and everything they use, they're in a grocery store, right?
Oh, okay.
All the products are the same color. They're the same size package. Honestly, just check it out. I know, you know, it's hard to watch, but it is surreal. It's creative. It's actually something creative in a drug ad.
Okay. Right? I'll make a note of that, Jardiance.
So maybe it was on something when I was watching, but I don't know.
Maybe it's you. Yeah.
Maybe it's me. You know, this is what happens when you drink coffee all day. You know?
Get a little loopy?
Yeah, just a little.
Yeah.
That's a little.
All right.
Well, now let's get a little loopier. Get into something here from The Daily Show.
Oh, okay.
All right. This is 5 minutes worth of dealing with the Supreme Court election here in Wisconsin.
Special report.
They took a shot at this one.
Okay.
I think you're really going to like this. And again, this is cut 271. So let's listen to The Daily Show on Wisconsin's Supreme Court election.
This Tuesday, there's an election for a seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And I know what you coastal elites are thinking. So what? They'll rule on what? Whether it's legal to marry your cheese or whatever the f- issues are in Wisconsin? Well, yes, that is part of it. But also, it will determine whether abortion is legal in Wisconsin and how to redraw election districts, which could even determine which party controls Congress. And that's why the weather report for Wisconsin is calling for rain!
$100 million. That's how much money could be spent on a state Supreme Court race in Wisconsin. And that would make it the most expensive judicial election in U.S. history.
The race, pairing Judge Susan Crawford from liberal hotbed Dane County against conservative Judge Brad Schimmel from Waukesha, has big money outside donors like George Soros, J.B. Pritzker, and Elon Musk opening their wallets.
Trump's close ally and financial backer Musk has gone all in on Schimmel's campaign. The tech billionaire and groups aligned with him have poured more than $20 million into the state.
Now, I know $20 million sounds like a lot, but remember that Elon has over $300 billion. $20 million is like one of his kids. It means nothing to him. But yes, this race has turned into a billionaire royal rumble. I mean, they're spending $100 million, which is obscene. I mean, you know, for that kind of money, you could have bought tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents their first ever salad. Instead, they're spending it on ads like this.
Yeah. This street's like any other in Wisconsin, but the new neighbor is a pedophile, thanks to Judge Susan Crawford's sweetheart sentence.
How corrupt is Brad Schimmel? Schimmel gave a plea deal to a man caught with child porn.
Crawford let the predator out in just 4 years.
Brad Schimmel let a sex predator loose on our kids.
Letting the rapist walk free.
While rapists walk free.
Called Crawford's negligence utterly disgusting.
That's disgusting.
Criminals are praying Susan Crawford gets elected.
If you want them to be safe, don't vote for him.
Wow. Why is SVU wasting its time in New York? I mean, you got at least 20 seasons down there in Wisconsin. I mean, if you got this many pedophiles in Wisconsin, maybe the problem is Wisconsin. Because for me watching this on the outside, I'm like, should the rest of us put a wall up around Wisconsin to keep all the pedophiles in there? I mean, I know it'll trap the kids in there too, but the kids are probably also pedophiles, so it should be fine. I mean, there's so many pedophiles that if you want to win, you should probably be making pro-pedophile ads. Because it seems like it's a big constituency over there. Like, why don't you do some outreach? Man. But hey, I guess this is the story of American elections. Way too much money paying for way too many negative ads. In fact, Elon Musk is spending so much money on attack ads, he's not even paying attention to who the ads are attacking.
An attack ad against Supreme Court Justice candidate Susan Crawford is using a picture of a different Susan Crawford. An ad launched by a group backed by Elon Musk instead used a picture of Susan P. Crawford, who's a Harvard University law professor.
Okay, to be fair, if I'm ever talking to a white woman over 50 and I forget her name, I just call her Susan Crawford. And I'm usually right like 80% of the time. But hey, maybe Elon just needs glasses. I mean, it could change everything. He'd be like, oh my God, that Cybertruck looks like shit.
But it does.
Elon isn't just spending all that money on attack ads. He's also dusting off a tactic from the 2024 election, voter self-checkout.
The Elon Musk-backed America Political Action Committee asking Wisconsin voters to sign a, quote, petition in opposition to activist judges. The reward for each signature, $100.
$100? Come on, Elon. It's going to take more than that for Americans to sell their souls to you.
Elon Musk's Political Action Committee has handed out $1 million to a voter in Wisconsin just for signing a petition.
$1 million? Come on, Elon, you have taken way less for Americans to sell their souls to you, all right? I would have done it for $250.
Yeah. Good stuff, isn't it?
That's Ronnie Cheng from The Daily Show. Man,
it just says it all about our election here in Wisconsin.
It really is over the top. I mean, the ads just keep coming.
Yeah. But it looks like Susan Crawford's keeping up a little bit because I do see a lot of her ads. And I want a hat tip to Dom Selvia for at least giving me one way of talking about Susan Crawford's opponent, okay? And you know, I've talked about Brad Schimmel for a long time.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, he,
many years.
As the AG here in Wisconsin.
Sure.
And it didn't occur to me to just use his initials.
BS, yeah.
BS.
That's what it's all about.
And Dom, thank you for that. Now we just all we have to do is just say BS, right? To this and vote for Susan Crawford.
That's all we have to do.
A lot of people are getting out there and voting early, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
I forgot to do that today. I should have done that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I know. And a couple of the guys here from Civic Media just went out and voted and came back here. We have a couple of people on
the line here.
Let's go to the first call.
Yes.
Dick from Madison is on the line. You can call us too, 855-752-4842. Good afternoon, Dick. Go ahead with your comment.
Hey, guys. I'm wondering what your mega friend's thinking of the stock market and the economy overall. Do you ask him that?
No, actually,
well,
I did
another
not.
700. Well, I think it went down another 700 points today.
Yeah, it's rebounded a little bit. It's about 500 down right now. But yeah, it's another tough day.
Yeah. And, you know, he's doing such a wonderful job, too. Inflation numbers are up. All the things that he was going to do are going the exact different direction. But yet, people are on board with this. His numbers are tanking, too, apparently. And then one last thing on the good side, I love you guys' bumper music, especially when you play Chicago.
Oh, yes.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we appreciate that. Dick, thanks for that call.
Yeah.
Let's move on to Mark from Prairie du Sac. Mark, good afternoon. What's happening?
Hey guys. Yeah, I got a vote for Brad Schimmel thing from Hunter Nation. And it's got, you know, it's the usual things, you know, they want to delist the wolf and that, you know, support a guy who would go against anti-hunting legislation. But then they got a picture of Brad Schimmel in here. One of the pictures of him is looking down the barrel of a shotgun, but he doesn't have his cheek down where his cheek should actually be if he's actually going to be shooting the shotgun. I mean, his head is lifted way the hell up so you can see his entire mug, you know, when he's pointing the shotgun out there, which is completely... You know, that
see
not good.
See,
try to pretend he's a
What I thought you meant was he was looking down the barrel of a shotgun from the end of the shotgun.
Oh, no, no.
Which, you know, I wouldn't put it past him at all. Mm-hmm. Right? So
yeah. That's the look, huh, Mark? Okay.
Yeah, and wow. The thing that got me is that scan this code to request an absentee ballot. Well, I got this today, so it's too late to get an absentee ballot. I mean, this is coming out of Kansas City or Mission, Kansas, is who sent this to us. I mean, so
sounds like a ploy. Sounds unless they had extra ones and they just thought, oh, let's just mail them out
anyway.
Ones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, Mark, thank you for that call. Yeah, a lot of mail. Boy, mailboxes have been stuffed.
Ever since they came up with these gigantic postcards now,
No.
It must be magic, right?
So.
And, our own Dan Schaefer posted something about Brad Schimmel being a lackey for the big pharma industry, Purdue Pharma, that pack. Brad Schimmel decided that he wouldn't participate in a multi-lawsuit against Purdue Pharma.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, because he got some PAC money from him.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. So that's the kind of guy he is. Mm. And I don't know. You know, we've talked about it a little bit before, and that is that he's getting so much money from Elon in this. And I know that there's money coming into Susan Crawford as well. Yep. But BS is getting so much money that he's got to be in his pocket at a certain point here. A
lot of money on the line.
Elon wants to open dealerships in Wisconsin. He thinks this might be the way to do it.
Mm-hmm. We will continue on the Civic Media Radio Network. John Peterson, Gordy Young, in for Maggie Dawn on the Maggie Dawn Show. We're coming right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
The Maggie Dawn Show. John and Cordy holding down the fort while she's gone. She'll be back again on Monday.
Mm-hmm. Civic Media Radio Network phone lines are open right now. If you want to jump in, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. So what do we got here?
Well, we've been, hearing a lot about a lot of job losses in the federal government.
Yes.
DOGE is, taking care of maybe 60,000 here, 8,000 there, 20,000 over here.
Yeah.
You would think that somewhere along the way this might affect the way the government runs.
Yeah, possibly.
Right?
Could happen, yeah.
Well, why wouldn't that affect mm-hmm. something with the government?
Yeah, and some of these federal workers are in Wisconsin. Here,
yes.
Right?
Yes, yes. Yeah. And so that has prompted Governor Evers to help boost the efforts of those who have lost their jobs with the federal government to get a job here in Wisconsin government as well.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a great idea.
Yes.
In recent weeks, President Trump and the Trump administration have baselessly and illegally attempted to fire tens of thousands of federal workers, including thousands of veterans. That is a quote from Governor Evers. And Evers announced a new portal and additional resources designed to support fired federal workers and other displaced professionals, as well as those seeking different employment opportunities to help connect them with available work and help their families out, maintain their mortgages, stay where they are, whatever it is. I hope it helps in mm-hmm. some way. And, not going to the office and working remotely. Working from home is one way of employing a whole heck of a lot of people.
Yeah.
This ridiculous requirement to have people go into the office just because, it's a power play by the millionaires, billionaires, and corporate power.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just it's a wrong move when you think about it.
Yeah. Well, it's good that Governor Evers wants to step up. and help out those federal workers in Wisconsin.
And we'll see what happens with that. Maybe the Republicans will go along with something like that.
Let's go to the phone. Cindy from Appleton is on the line this afternoon. Good afternoon, Cindy. Go ahead.
Hello. Well, if everything he's doing is illegal, which just about all of it is, why can't he be stopped? Him and along with his wax museum co-president. I mean, this is ridiculous. I'm terrified about losing my Social Security, and I actually got an email from a reliable source that said, prepare, because over the next 30 to 90 days, your Social Security benefits will be eliminated. And I know he's going to do that because he's shutting off all the offices and taking away all the people out of the administration. So we will have no place to go once this happens. And I just don't understand how all these other politicians are going to let him put thousands and thousands of seniors on the streets, because that's what's going to happen.
Cindy, are you a member of ARP, AARP?
I saw something
last night on Rachel Maddow.
Yes, that's right.
About ARP is really stepping up a campaign about if you are concerned about your Social Security payments possibly, you know, being stopped or delayed. They have a website now. I don't have it in front of me. Maybe we can find it. Right, yeah. But if you check with ARP, you may, and they just started this. I mean, just in the last few days. Mm-hmm. So I want to, you know, we want to find out more about that and see if we can get that website might be something to check in, because I'm sure there are a lot of people on Social Security. They're very concerned right now about that. So it's good to see that they're finally jumping in here and trying to provide some relief or at least some answers. And
right. I saw that and we'll try to get a clip of that for the morning show on Monday. But she did mention that ARP is finally doing something, and ARP actually has been very strongly supporting Social Security and keeping everyone updated on Social Security, what's happening in their offices. In fact, all of the positive and really great changes they're making there. Now they're going back on all of that. They're repealing everything. And I know what you're thinking, Cindy. This is like it's hugely effective, and it's going to affect so many other people. It seems like they're just going willy-nilly at every possible moving object that they can grab their hands onto. What do you think?
Yeah. Right. Well, and you can.
I think it's ridiculous.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Go ahead, Cindy.
I think it's ridiculous, but they're not the people that can change this. It's our legislators that should be stopping this man. I mean, we have a Congress and a Senate for a reason. They need to put the kibosh on this moron and his cronies, because once they take Social Security away from us, it's not coming back. And I don't think that's what people realize. Once it's gone, it's gone. And we will literally have tent cities with homeless seniors and veterans all over this country. And how is it going to make the richest country in the world look to everyone else?
Oh, yeah. I think they're already turning their back on us. But I think it you know, we've got like 4 years to go here. And I truly believe, Cindy, you have made an accurate prediction. I think that is what is going to happen. They're going to take control. They've got a control of almost every office building now. They're going to take over Social Security, and it's going to be tough for everyone. And they're doing it simply because they think there's fraud and people are calling the offices and they're cutting that lifeline off. Phone calls into the Social Security Administration. It's necessary and needed.
And Cindy, if you do go to the ARP website, I just jumped on it here, aarp.org, right on the front page there, they have the information I was talking about there about Social Security. So you can find out a little bit more there, and we'll be tracking that as well.
All right. We've got an interview coming up that we did previous with Ben Wickler.
It's all coming up on the Maggie Dawn Show. John and Gordy sitting in on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay with us.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community.
Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.